The week's business news, at least around here, and I guess nationally too, started with the fact that an old friend had been sold. Yep, Del Frisco's, which has been around for, over 20 years, I guess, maybe 30 years, was sold. And a new outfit's going to be running it, and presumably they're going to grow it and everything else. But, of course, the man who a lot of people really thought his name was Del Frisco is Dale Wamstad. He was a founder of the restaurant and operated it along with D. Lincoln for a long time, and he joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah. I brought D over in 1990.
So not long. And you had started, when did you open? 82?
81. Yeah.
That was a long, good run.
I brought D over in 1990. She had never been in the business before, but had a great laugh. And she worked great on the commercials.
And it was a great restaurant, too. You've done a lot of great restaurants. I mean, Three Forks, you're running. You know, Texas is the restaurant right now. This is a tough business, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, a really tough business.
Very tough.
And I noticed that I looked at the sale price for Del Frisco, and it was bought out for probably half the price that it had been trading at less than a year ago. So what do you do? How do you keep up with this fickle business? How do you stay in front of it?
You take care of your place. You put the food on the table. You say thank you when people walk out the door.
You've always had a high presence. I mean, you've been very visible around your restaurants. Like I say, people actually thought your name was Del Frisco.
Well, I spent six nights a week there, but don't cry for me. I love it. Now I got my daughter Shelby Rose and my son Dane, so it's a family affair.
And you can't do that if you have 10, 15, 20, 100 different locations.
You can't do that if you have two locations.
It's difficult.
I tried to open a steakhouse in Seattle in the late 2000s and 2008, and it didn't take me long to come home.
And you realize that you couldn't do both.
Can't do it. You got to be there.
Yeah, and you got to keep an eye. Is it the relationship with the customer, or is it to keep an eye on the employees?
Well, you got to keep an eye on the employees, but you get great employees, but you still have to monitor them at all times. The customers, they're number one. I mellowed a lot. You can get away with a lot now, but I'm just. Customers, when you get them, you got to keep them. You got to do whatever you can to keep them.
And then you've got, I guess, you've always got these other problems, like commodity prices, especially if you're a...
Yeah, that'll drive you nuts.
If you're a high...
Especially with beef, prime beef prices.
Start going up, and then gasoline prices, so they hit you with surcharges to bring it in.
Yeah, but they've been nice. But everything's fine. Economy's good.
And it is now. You've always had a good sense of when to sell. You've always had a good exit strategy, which I always thought was important for a business. Even carried over into real estate. You bought a bunch of real estate up around where Texas is right now, and you were opportune in selling. How do you develop that sense?
Dumb luck.
Can't be.
Oh, yeah. When I first bought, I bought 17 acres out there. And for 5 years, I couldn't go to sleep at night. I said, what did I do? How stupid was I? And now, we own Texas, and our family owns a lot more retail property out there.
The Shire.
And I cannot see us selling that. All three of my kids make a good living out of Texas.
But you used to tell me you'd wake up in the middle of the night, fury about how you were going to fill up Three Forks. That place was just enormous when you
built it. A monster.
Would you do that again?
No. I surely wouldn't do it again. Even think about it, the key to that place is Chris Vogley.
Yeah. So what's next in your business right now? What's the hot commodity? What's everybody talking about?
Meatless meat.
Do you have meatless meat?
No, I'll never go there.
Well, what is
you got to be kidding. That's like kissing your third cousin in Arkansas. There's no way.
Beyond meat.
Beyond Meat.
That's what it is. That's okay.
Ain't nothing like a good steak. It's just everything in moderation, including commercials. Everything in moderation.
So tell me about your thoughts about Del Fresco's. That was a labor of love for a while, and it was a lot of labor involved.
Yeah, 15 years of blood and sweat. I love Del Frisco's. It was just where we came from and where it ended up. It was just wonderful.
Where'd you get the name?
Well, my name is Dale Francis Wamstead. Now, I'm going to ask you, who would go eat steak at Dale Francis Wamstead's? So I took the Dale Francis and made it Del Frisco. Loved the tone.
And you could dodge a few creditors along the way, I guess, with a name like that.
I had worried about that because I made sure I didn't ever get in debt.
But Del Frisco's, the original location was down, I guess, where Bob's is down,
right.
Lemon Avenue.
Yes.
And then, correct me, didn't you sell it and then they moved it over to the Crescent and then you got it back or what?
Yes, in 87 I sold it to my ex-attorney. And in 88 they jumped the lease and went to the Crescent Court.
Yeah.
I'm in Chicago selling Bibles.
What?
And a dear friend of mine, an attorney in Jackson, Mississippi, had guaranteed the lease on Lemon Avenue, and he was all up in arms. And I said, don't worry about it, Charlie. I'll take care of it. So I came down to talk to the landlord, and the landlord said, sure, we'll forget about it if you come back and open up in that location. So at that time, I was 50 years old, so I went back to Chicago, and it was about time I grew up. So that deception was the best thing that ever happened to me and my family.
So then you moved it from Crescent Court back to Lemon Avenue where you started out?
I never had Crescent Court. They had Crescent Court.
Well, yeah.
I moved to Lemon Avenue. I came back to Lemon Avenue.
Interesting.
I came back to Lemon Avenue, and by happenstance, I looked in the dumpster outside. They hadn't picked it up yet, and I seen all these pictures of all these customers that I had on the wall in Del Frisco's in that dumpster.
Yeah.
Well, it took me about 2 seconds to jump in that dumpster and save them all, and they all went back on that wall.
And then you opened up Spring. Then you took the leap and made the really dumb decision to move way out north where nobody would follow you to Spring Valley.
Yeah, that was after we had opened Del Frisco's. Opened Del Frisco's in 1990 on Beltline.
Oh, that's right, at Beltline where Chamberlain's
is. Dee Lincoln was in New Orleans, and she had never been in the business before. And I called her and said, hey. And she moved over, and we took care of her financially, and she started running Del Frisco's on Beltline.
Wow.
And then I bought the land on Spring Valley, and we moved Del Frisco's on Lemon Avenue and Del Frisco's on Beltline into one major Del Frisco's.
And the rest is history. And a long history it is. Meanwhile, we can still go out and see you, six nights a week in Texas?
In Texas, yeah.
All right, we'll come see you.
And don't cry for Del Frisco's. Del Frisco's is going to do great.
Yeah, I know it.
Dee Lincoln is doing great.
and Dale Wobstad's doing great. We know it now because he's been back on the show. It's always good to see you, sir.
Thank you. Very kind of you to ask me.
Thanks for coming by. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.